Welcome back to it on this Monday. Good to have you here. I'm Steve Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com. Drop me a note there. Follow me on Parler at Steve Gruber Show. Same on Twitter and on Facebook, the Steve Gruber Show. Join a community of, 70,000 folks and growing every day. Good to have you along for that. My next guest is Professor John O. McGinnis, the George C. Dix Professor in Constitutional Law at Northwestern University. Gun rights late or gun rights denied, says the professor. Good to have you here, sir. How are you this Monday?
Delighted to be here.
Delightful to have you. Quite a holiday celebration I see in the city of Chicago. 9 dead, 37 shot. Quite a get-together they had there. I guess social distancing doesn't count when you're armed and dangerous. But the real question that I have for you today is the fact that during this pandemic, paperwork has been delayed. Concealed carry permits have not been issued when they should have been. And that's part of your argument that gun rights delayed or gun rights denied, and that should be illegal. Am I on the right track?
Yes, you are. So, as you know, Chicago saw an upsurge in looting connected to protests, and there were an enormous number of applications for gun licenses. In the state of Illinois, you need a gun license even to purchase a gun, and the difficulty is that these have been very substantially delayed. I have a colleague at Northwestern Law School who's been waiting 170 days to get a license. And, of course, this is the time he feels he needs a gun. He's never actually wanted to purchase a gun before.
Let me ask you this, Professor.
Because of the upsurge in violence and the inability of the government, it seems, to protect people.
Sure.
He needs a gun to protect his family.
What kind of a pariah are you at Northwestern?
At the time of his greatest need, the state is preventing him from doing it. And it seems quite clear to me that that's a violation of the Second Amendment. If we look at other kinds of rights, you know, rights to protest, we would never tolerate 170-day
no, of course not.
A duration before you can get a permit to hold a demonstration. We shouldn't have the Second Amendment be a second-class right.
I agree with that, but what kind of treatment do you get at Northwestern for being a gun rights advocate yourself or your colleague, or maybe he doesn't tell anybody, maybe he's a secret Second Amendment advocate, but you must be treated like pariahs for having speaking out for gun rights.
I don't think I'm treated by pariahs at our faculty. I have to say that I don't think someone with my views really could be hired today. That's true. The universities have become more left-wing than they ever have been. But once you're in a university, your colleagues are careful, sort of like senators. They may not want you to be there, but you're always their distinguished colleague. After all, they need you to do a variety of things. So I feel I'm well-treated. If I'm not at all confident, I would be hired in the current climate.
Yeah. So where do you think this comes down? I mean, obviously, and I have this argument with people all the time, I checked the Constitution. I checked it again. There's no exception for public health emergency that sets aside the constitutional rights of the individual, you and I, as delineated in the Bill of Rights and throughout the Constitution, right? So why on earth do these states or these municipalities feel that they have the ability to sever constitutional rights or delay them or not address them at all?
Well, I think the reason they do so, and I think you raise, I think one of their arguments would be, we're in a public health crisis. And I certainly think one has to be sympathetic to those kind of concerns. But there's a really very clear view that the actual time we need to defend our rights are in times of crisis. And that's true, very true, and I think the left is very strong on this. In times of national security crisis, it doesn't mean that our First Amendment rights disappear. And that, I think, has to be similar in a public health crisis. And there's no reason that these gun licenses should be so delayed. There's an instant background check at the federal level that works much more rapidly than even the 30-day limit, which the Illinois lawyer requires, and that isn't even being followed in these cases. So there's really no justification for these huge delays. And I think you're absolutely right. We can't have simply references to public health crisis destroying our constitutional rights any more than any other kind of crisis.
Because, right.
Of course, the government then, what happens is the government uses crises to grow itself and to constrain the natural rights which the Constitution is supposed to protect. One of the things I do in this essay, I show that James Madison, the founder of the Constitution, understands the Second Amendment to be a right of personal safety. And so it goes back to 1789, this understanding that the state of Illinois doesn't seem to be following today.
Or care much about. Professor John McGinnis is the George Dix Professor of Constitutional Law at Northwestern University. What recourse do people have? I'll give you the last word on this one, but if people are denied their constitutional rights and they buy a gun anyway, what recourse? We got about 30 seconds for the last word.
Well, so I would advise the a lawsuit being brought against Illinois. I would not encourage people to violate the law because that's very uncertain whether courts will vindicate their Second Amendment rights, but there's no reason that they cannot sue today and say our rights are being unconstitutionally denied. And I think there could be a class action suit and even some money for a lawyer who would be bold enough to bring it.
Well, there you go. We'll keep an eye on it. Thank you for the conversation, Professor. Fascinating stuff. Thank you so much for being here.
Delighted to be here. Have a good day.
There you have it. John McGinnis, professor at Northwestern University, constitutional law professor. Gun rights late, gun rights denied. I agree with that. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. A quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.